Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. And speaking of eBay sellers, they love being able to work from anywhere, but sometimes it is true it's all about location. Lorna Thompson is with us now to share the story of how she found an unconventional sweet spot. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Lorna Jane's Consignment. That's all one word. Not a typo, by the way. It's actually Lorna Jane's Consignment, not Consignment. So LORNAJANESCOSIGNMENT. Lorna, how long have you been selling on eBay?
Hi, Griff. I've been selling on eBay since about 2011. The winter of 2011 is when I started.
How did you get started? Why did you do it?
School. I was in college at the time, and I saw a chapter in my marketing book talking about selling online and selling on eBay. And I was like, oh, light bulb. So I went home, and my mom had just lost about 90 pounds and was getting rid of all of her clothes. I was like, I'll take those. And one night I just sat and took like horrible dark photos and listed. I mean, they were so bad.
We've all been there.
Yes, we have.
And I sold my first listing was like a skirt of my mom's that I hung on a curtain rod in the living room upon a curtain, and it was just absolutely horrible. And I sold it, and I was so happy. I was just really hooked after that.
Did you sell it with the line, I saw it hanging in the window and I just had to have it?
Oh, I wish I was that clever enough at that time to put something into my description.
Well, you recently began renting a space for your business on eBay in an unusual place. Can you tell us about it and how that came about?
Yeah, so after 4 years of doing this full time, doing that out of my house, I never thought I would be in a hair salon. But I've been wanting to make a change for a while, and sitting here at home every day, 24 hours a day, sitting, I knew I needed to do something. I was kind of getting in a rut.
Yeah.
And so I was either going to go out and get a part-time job, or I just needed to move my business elsewhere. And one day on Facebook, I was scrolling through, and my friend had put a post out saying she needed, like, a hairstylist, a nail tech, an esthetician, or a massage therapist to move in. And so I messaged her, and I was like, are you open to anything else? And I didn't hear back from her for a little while, and I was getting really nervous because I didn't think she would understand why I would want the space so bad.
Yeah.
And then within the hour, she messaged me, and she said, come down and look at it. And I walked there, and she gave me the keys, and I moved in that day.
Wow.
So how long have you been there in a hair salon?
I've been there for a little over a month, and I love it.
They do nails, too?
They are moving in a nail tech next month. We just got another hairstylist in, and possibly a massage therapist coming in. I am the only one that doesn't do anything beauty-related.
I think that's fantastic.
Well, but wait, you kind of do. Don't you sell women's apparel?
I do. That's
true. Well, that's beauty.
And I have some racks there, and I have a shoe rack that has purses and shoes. Eventually, I want to be able to sell right from the spot.
Oh, that would be fun.
I'm not quite there yet, but I have, like, everything that's really hot right now, like heels and purses and skirts and dresses, I have hanging so that people can see, like, what I'm selling right now.
Well, what kind of a deal did you get? Is it a month-to-month?
It is a month-to-month, no contract.
That's good.
And I look at it this way. It's $10 a day to be there.
Well, so, that's not bad, yeah.
You know, take one coffee out a week and a sandwich.
Sure.
Take out a lunch, basically, and you pay for your spot, you know, each day, $10 a day.
Well, the reason I ask that is many people who move out of the house, and they do it usually, they either do it for one or two reasons. Either the reason you suggested, they're just bored and they need a change,
yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And the second reason, of course, is that it fills up their house too much, the inventory, and they move out.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed is a lot of these people end up moving back home again. And the only reason I say that to you, it's great what you're doing, and I think it's exciting because it'll make you work harder on your business for a while, which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
And you're out amongst them. There are people. I get all that. But the reason I asked the month to month was kind of obvious. So if you wanted to go back home, you could at any time.
Yep, absolutely. There's no contracts between us. And she knew what I did beforehand. So I actually am consigning for her already. So that's why she didn't have any problems with me just moving right in and nothing between us as far as like a contract or anything. I can leave tomorrow if I want to.
Have your eBay sales increased since you moved in?
Oh, yes. It's been so awesome. I had a great month of May. And the first day I was there, I listed 30 items from photoing to finish. And it was just nice. I just closed my door and there's no distractions.
Oh, so it's not like a little booth thing. It's actually got a door on it. Oh, that's good.
There are separate offices. It used to be a dental office, and I knew I had dental work done there. And when she moved in, I knew exactly what room I wanted when I walked down there, and it was available. And I was like, I want this. Like, I didn't even need to know. I didn't even need to really walk in there again.
What do you think makes you more productive there than at home?
No distractions. You know, we have Facebook and Twitter and watch TV and play music, and I get distracted. I want to clean. I want to go through more inventory, or I find a side project I want to do. And then by the day's up, I'm only listed 5 to 10 items. But if I'm there, I'm listing 20+ to 30 items a day. And I can do improvements too. So I can just sit and focus 8 hours a day.
Is consignment selling all you do?
No, I found that out about my first year in, that I needed to also sell for myself to support my income. So I like to shop just like anybody else. So I source all the time. And one of the really cool things about this location is it's right in the middle of town where there's 2 thrift stores and other retail shops that I can go to on my breaks. And I can go get like 10, 15 items and then come back, photo them, and get them up. So I do source a lot on my own as well.
This is I'm fascinated by being in the hair salon area. I kind of want to go there to get my hair cut now.
Well, yeah.
Well, because it just sounds like a fascinating place to me.
It does.
I'll never have split hair again, split ends. I'll never have split ends again.
I'll never have hair again, so what's that?
Where do you store your inventory?
Once somebody comes in and I get their stuff, this is the best part. I can take what I want and give back what I don't want. In the past, I've had a problem of hoarding the stuff that I didn't want, and it just sits and sits and sits. So I take it home. And I separate it. Everybody gets their own box. And I have my we have a 3-car garage, and I have my own stall. And we built an eBay room. It has racks, shelving, and I put everybody's stuff in their own area. And then I also have a storage unit that keeps hard goods. So hard goods goes to storage. Soft goods stay home, clothing and such.
So there's
a lot of running around.
It sounds like a lot of work, but what it sounds like to me though is that you're enjoying the business more now.
Oh, I am. I needed something else to make me want to work every day.
Well, you're in a work environment. You're in a work environment.
Yeah.
And that can get your juices flowing sometimes.
So before we go, our segment's almost over. So I want to give you a chance to share a few tips of what you would share with eBay sellers who are, you know, considering moving out of their home or considering starting a business on eBay.
Well, if you're considering moving out of your home, look at how much you can afford. You know, I looked over and over places and everything was too expensive. Just think outside the box a little bit and be aware of your surroundings. I saw this on Facebook and I took a chance. So now I'm happier at what I'm doing now because I took that chance and I was aware of my social media. So just keep your eyes open and think outside the box a little bit. And if you're ready to take that step.
I also see a quote by you. Don't be shy about what you do. Be proud you sell on eBay and tell your friends and family what you do. You never know where it can lead. You're absolutely right. We've talked about this the last 14 years on eBay Radio. Yeah. You're an entrepreneur. That's what you are. When people ask you what you do, you say, I have a consignment business. That's a real business. You have a real business. Sellers on eBay have a real business.
Yes, of course it is, yeah.
So.
Yeah, and now I tell people I'm in a salon and they give me a funny look, but, you know, they'll get used to it.
Yes, they will.
They will. Yeah, funny looks, as though that's going to stop you, right?
So what's next for your business?
Well, after moving into this space, there's another space across the street. I already met with the lady, and she wants me to move in tomorrow, but I don't want to do this to my friend and just up and leave. Plus, it's a little bit more expensive,
yeah,
about triple the price, but it's also six times bigger than where I'm at. So I definitely want to have my own space where more of my stuff is together instead of a storage unit here at home. And I would love to get the things that are under my kitchen table, my guest room, and my home office, and my living room closet out of my house. So my next big adventure is getting one space for everything.
Ah, yeah. That'll be helpful.
And I'll be looking. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we want to keep track of your progress. So do, please, Lorna, call us again and let us know where you're at with this. We would love to know how it's working out.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on today.
And it's LORNAJANES, Laura Janes, co-signment, COSIGNMENT.
Because you're a co-signer.
Yeah.
I know there is a misspelling in there, but
it works.
Yeah, I started a long time ago. It works. I'm not
it
going
works.
Back.
Good for you. We love it that you're
Thank
sticking
you, Lorna.
With it. This segment was sponsored by ReplyManager.com. Up next, open phones, 888-723-4630. Give us a call.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
Stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio. You really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Listen while you list.